Welcome. How are you? Did you register with me online?
No.
All right, no worries.
Emily Munoz welcomes another veteran to the Groton event. Munoz is in charge of all hiring fairs for the U.S. Chamber of Commerce in this region. She lost her husband in 2005 after his return from Iraq.
He used to always say that doing the mission was his first goal, taking care of his guys was the next goal. And so I really feel like here we have a chance to kind of continue that. So our mission is to get people from the military into the community and take care of the people that have served us so bravely. We have a lot to thank them for.
Part of the mission is to inspire veterans to push through the difficulties that they encounter in civilian life. Former Marine Justin Constantine suffered catastrophic injuries 7 years ago in Iraq when he was shot in the back of the head. He's had multiple reconstructive surgeries and his recovery is still ongoing, but he's now part of the campaign's advocacy team.
I feel like I have a good sense of the challenges our veterans are facing, and I feel like I'm in a good position to help kind of bridge the gap, which is exactly what the Hire Our Heroes campaign is all about.
Constantine says despite the challenges of linking employers and veterans, he encounters a lot of optimism in the groups he talks to.
They're excited to work on their resumes, they're learning interviewing skills, they're learning how to do things the right way, and you can just tell they're excited to do this. Some of them have been out of work for a while, so this campaign is critical for them.
Robert Graves from Vernon came looking for new opportunities in civilian life. He served 25 years in the Army and Army Reserves, and he says he's starting to see more recognition among employers of the value of veterans' experience.
Veterans have the ability to bring a lot of leadership skills and are able to adapt to any situation that's presented to them, and I think it's very profitable for the employer.
And statistics suggest he's right that the message is getting through. While the unemployment rate for post-9/11 veterans is still higher than the general population at 7.3%, 2013 did see a significant drop in the rate, falling 3.5% year over year. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.